cutting one's own nose to spoil another's journey. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In a village, there lived two neighboring friends in close affinity, but subsequently, they were at odds with each other. One was named Sushanta and the other Kritanta. It is better to go on pilgrimage for some time to be away from Kritanta. There would be hardly any chance to harass Sushanta if he left the village. So by hook or crook, this Sushanta should be compelled to stay in the village. And thus, I can have the opportunity to pick up a quarrel with him every now and then. Sushanta believes in some unfounded weird superstitions. For instance, he considered it very inauspicious to see on the onset of a journey anyone whose nose is somehow or other amputated. Better I will take upon this opportunity to stop his journey by amputating my nose just when Sushanta is starting for Puri. He took a seat in front of Sushanta's house with his amputated nose exhibited conspicuously. Oh, what an inauspicious sign! While starting a journey to Puri, better I should immediately cancel my pilgrimage. Purport. Atheists behave similarly in plotting ominous designs even at their own heavy cost so that Vaishnavas can never make good progress in their devotional practices. These atheists do their own spiritual harm foolishly by creating disturbances on the way of the Vaishnavas' journey towards Vaikuntha Lok.